The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hillier. Pace your sexual interactions. So often when I talk with clients about their so-called mismatched libidos, it has nothing to do with the quantity of desire and everything to do with the pace. They're simply going too fast. And so often I find that they are letting the one with faster arousal lead the way, with the other feeling or being labelled as inadequate because they're not aroused quickly enough. Seriously, the stories I hear. No wonder so many people are not enjoying sex, often with one obliging even though they're not ready and the other feeling bad because they can tell their partner isn't into it. I often say to these couples, if you were going for a walk together, would you expect the slower walker to race along at the speed of the faster? Or would the faster slow down to accommodate the slower so that you could enjoy the walk together? Or if you were enjoying a good meal, would you wolf it down and think that it was better because you ate it quickly? Or would you take the time to savour the experience? Of course, we know that taking our time to enjoy activities together makes the experience more enjoyable. Yet when it comes to sex, we often think faster is better, both in the lead up to and during the encounter. The fact that in movies we see so much fast intensity and passion, and of course in porn you never see the getting in the mood part of things, reinforces the idea that lust should just descend out of nowhere and we should be able to get straight into genital engagement with minimal, if any, preliminaries. But our bodies and our minds don't generally work that way. We need to get in the mood. We need to de-stress, calm our nervous systems, sink into ourselves and sink in with our partner. That's sync, S-Y-N-C. You've got to synchronize with your partner. We need to take our time for a chilled build. It's not just women. Even though it's generally considered that women need more time to warm up, I have to say my clinical experience of thousands of clients, not to mention my own personal experience, plenty of men need time too. It's not a gendered thing. And importantly, it's an ever-changing thing. You have two people coming together in different states of mind with different physical states, so the pathway towards sexual intimacy is going to be different for each of them. To make it good for both of you, it has to suit both of you. So you need to pay attention to where you are within yourself and what you are wanting and needing, and communicate that with your partner so that you can co-create in the moment. If your partner is going too fast, slow them down, but make sure you do it kindly. Even better, do it in a playful, flirty way. Make the negotiation of the pacing part of the experience, part of the dance. And similarly, if you want to speed things up a little, you're going to have to do it in a way that your partner responds positively to. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. Again, doing that kindly and positively is more likely to engage your partner in an arousing way. For both of you, the art of seduction is the art of getting your partner to do what you want for your mutual benefit. You both want to have a mutually enjoyable sexual encounter. So the art is in how you can both contribute to how that comes into being and how it evolves. The pace is a hugely important part of that. Just like slow cooking, sex is better when you've taken your time to cook the encounter. Sex starts way before the bedroom. Let the connection flow between you all through life. And sometimes you're more kind, sometimes you're more romantic, sometimes you're more flirty, sometimes you're overtly sexual. And learn how to pace it just right so that you both can sink into a rich, erotic state for quality, deep, satisfying sex.